Representative Cori Bush, Filibuster, ICE Protect White Supremacy. By Hannah Blow on March 16, 2021. Freshman Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, believes a range of items, from the filibuster to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, protects white supremacy and therefore must be abolished, she stated Tuesday. The death penalty. Private prisons. ICE. The filibuster. All of these uphold and protect white supremacy and need to be abolished, the Missouri congresswoman stated. Bush has long made white supremacy a central issue during her short time in office, famously earning boos from her GOP colleagues in the House after referring to former President Donald Trump as the white supremacist-in-chief during January's debate on impeachment. Democrats and the establishment media, however, falsely asserted that Republicans booed Bush for speaking against white supremacy itself. What does it mean when they boo the black congresswoman denouncing white supremacy? Bush asked her 795,000 Twitter followers following her speech. Bush's remarks come as Democrats attempt to take action on many of the agenda items she listed. Bush is among a throng of Democrat lawmakers, led by Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Domestic Policy Council Director Susan Rice, calling on the Biden administration to bar ICE from contracting with state and local prisons and jails. As Breitbart News reported, we support the calls from more than 70 congressional offices to expand this executive order to incorporate privately operated immigration detention facilities under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, they wrote, adding privately operated facilities are not the only instance in which financial incentives fuel needless expansion of immigration detention. We urge the Biden administration to release an additional executive order announcing a plan to phase out contracts between ICE and state, county, and local jails and prisons, they wrote. Other far-left squad members, including Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ianga Pressley, DMA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, also signed the letter. Democrats are also increasing calls to end the filibuster, which Bush listed among the items she believes are upholding and protecting white supremacy. The filibuster is still making a mockery of American democracy, Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, said Monday. The filibuster is still being misused by some senators to block legislation urgently needed and supported by a strong majority of the American people. If the Senate retains the filibuster, we must change the rules so that any senator who wants to bring the government to a standstill endures at least some discomfort in the process, Durbin said during the floor speech.